Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. We're continuing our series on experiencing God. I'm Dan Bagley. I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha this evening, and we've got a very interesting way of experiencing God, and that is God as magician. So we're not talking sleight of hand. That's right. What is it, Shireen?
It's spiritual magic.
Spiritual magic. Good. Elaborate for us, please.
When I say spiritual magic, that means that there's no hard work involved. That things happen easily. Whether it is like, you know, a magician brings out a rabbit out of your hat. And so imagine if someone could just say, woof, and all your weaknesses went away, and woof, and, you know, spiritually you were able to make progress and have experiences and all of those things.
Yeah. So the spiritual magic really relates, it sounds to me like forgiveness can be instant if we'll just own how God works.
Exactly.
So we make it hard. Yeah, you know.
No, there are a few things we have to do.
Okay, good.
To experience the
magic. Oh, darn, I was hoping it was just learn the tricks.
No, even magicians have to know what to do.
Okay, good.
They just don't, they're not just born and then suddenly end up as magicians.
So tell me, what are some of the steps?
A few things. One is I have to, with my heart, experience God as my parent. And so when I experience God with my heart as my parent, I realize is his spiritual DNA is my spiritual DNA, and there's a lot of things that we take ownership of now. I did this mistake, I did that. I won't be taking ownership of all of that because I know my reality is that I'm a pure, peaceful being.
Very nice. In a funny way, it seems to me this magician metaphor, my reflecting on it before we talked, is that spiritually God is in the miracle business.
Yes, he is actually.
And things can happen without seeming cause and effect.
Exactly. There's no cause and effect. Oh, I have to do this and this and this. There's not all of that. There are a few other things that we have to do.
Oh, of course.
One is really, if you want to see God's miracle, you have to have courage. When I have courage, and when I take that step of courage, God will really help and we will see his miracles.
You know, in virtually every civilization, the hero's journey is facing this obstacle, sometimes seemingly impenetrable wall, and we take the courage to step forward and take the challenge. That's what I hear you saying.
Yes, yes. And then a few more practical things you would never think of is I feel we have to do things. It's not like I'm sitting here and water will come to me. Mm-hmm. But when I do something, whether it's preparing food, whether it's talking to people, whatever it is, if I do it with love, that love will attract God's magic.
Because love is such a profound connection and openness, I think, that makes us ready to receive, rather than don't bother me, I'll do it myself kind of illogic.
Yes.
So, you know, I've told you this in the past because I have to tell you folks, if you're not familiar, the BKs make some of the most amazing vegetarian food you can imagine. And part of it is I think it transcends the recipe. It's made with love. You can taste the love in it. So that's what I'm hearing you say anyway.
Yes, yes. With everything, you know, not just food. Food is very important, but everything that you do it with love. And then also the other aspect is that you use everything you have. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel one time one of our senior Sister Mohini gave this example, and she said, you will only get an upgrade in a computer if you're really using the current computer to its maximum capacity. Mm-hmm. And so if you use everything you have to its maximum capacity, then you will see God's power working extra.
Yes.
If I'm not, I'm being lazy, then I don't see that.
And that, once again, is being fully engaged in life with an eye on the spiritual miracles that happen all around us
exactly,
all the time.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Flowers blooming.
There's amazing magic all over the place.
And so I think it was Albert Einstein who said there's two ways of looking at life, as if nothing's a miracle and as if everything's a miracle.
Yes.
And
yes.
Spiritually, everything is
a miracle.
Miracle.
And I use everything I have. I use my time, I use my thoughts, mm-hmm. I use everything I have worthwhile, not just waste them. And then one really, really, really important is I have to let the past be the past.
Ah, very nice. Yes. So
if I want to see magic now, past be the past.
So you're not holding on to old programs, old habits, old fears. That total trust, the love of God, which, by the way, in the first two commandments really are about loving God totally and about loving others. So within that, I think the past goes away if we totally can focus on the here and now and the love that we have for
ourselves.
Yes,
and then I will see God as the magician in my life.
Yeah.
And one thing is, one of the things that magicians do is appearing and disappearing.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, I was talking about God being our parent. And so if we take, not only is he a magician, but somehow if we play magicians too, in a spiritual way, then we kind of help him. And when I mean a spiritual way, I'm like appearing and disappearing and things like that, I mean is that I am I'm in the body.
Yes.
But in my meditations I'm able to leave the body. That if I think this is the only thing
right.
I have, only space I have, then I won't be able to experience or practice being the magician. Practice being the magician in my meditation, I have to become detached from the body. It's like I'm in a train.
Yes.
And funnily enough, people think that the train journey is the only journey, like the only place they can be. And then they start thinking the passengers in the train are their relatives and they start taking it very seriously. But if I learn to get off and see myself out of it, see myself somewhere else in the soul world, everywhere, then not only will I experience God as a magician, it will enhance me being a magician, and that it will enhance my experience of God being the magician.
There's an old Zen story of a man being chased by tigers. He falls over a cliff and he grabs on to a vine. Above are the tigers who are chasing him. Below are the tigers who will eat him if he falls. The fall will kill him anyway. And in that moment, there's strawberries growing out of the side of the cliff. He tastes the strawberries, and in that moment, the world is delicious. Now, in a strange way, I've read some of the academic critiques on this, and in a way, that is about transcendence. The external world can look horrible to you in the present tense, and you can go to that place. What I hear you saying is the silent place that one can experience in meditation, and no matter what has happened earlier in the day or what is happening outside, you're in total peace, like you disappeared from the problem. Is that?
Yes. Not only you've disappeared from the problem, but that you are kind of like the magician in training.
Mm-hmm.
You're practicing to be a magician. And when you practice to be a magician and help spiritual magician and help God, then we experience his magic more.
Yes. Now here I can almost hear some of the people feeling somewhat skeptical of saying, yeah, but the tigers are still going to be there when I come out of meditation.
Maybe not.
That's the point I wanted you to make. Maybe not. Maybe that is the true magic that someone's
That's
heart
magic,
is touched.
Right?
Well, all miracles are what we can't explain with our logic.
Exactly.
God doesn't really have any miracles as such. It's just our interpretation from our small mind. I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know, but I'm guessing that God pretty much has an understanding that transcends how Dan would think of this.
Yeah, exactly.
So within that, so sometimes the externals can get better. And by the way, spontaneous healing might be part of that.
Yeah, and also, you know, I this is something I've been thinking about lately a lot.
Yeah.
If I change my internal reality, my external reality changes.
Absolutely.
But if I'm witnessing something externally and I say, oh, it's not my problem, I'm not part of it, but if I'm witnessing it, it's my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel when ways that I can do this is change my external reality. And this has happened several times in my life where I changed the tigers.
Right.
They disappeared. Is one is that experience of silence, and two is to really use the wisdom of God.
And part of that is a trusting expectation of the obstacles not being in our way. Not being naive.
Yes.
Not failing to lock your car if you're in a bad neighborhood or something.
Right, right. No, I'm not talking about things like that. I'm talking about really real-life situations, not that you're not taking precautions. We all have to take precautions.
Sure.
But if you're in a situation where no precautions are going to help, is that silence, bringing that silence, and then bringing that God's wisdom really helps. And what happens is I feel that then it's not just my power. God's working. God's power is working.
Yes, which is the ultimate of faithing. Rather than just having faith, we practice faith by faithing, of recognizing that my own power isn't sufficient in most things, but with God working through me, it probably is going to be okay.
Yes, yes. You know, like if you see Dadi Janki, right? She's 96, and she's going to be coming to New York soon. And so I was thinking, wow, and look at her travel schedule, look at how she's gone everywhere, and at 96, and I really believe it's not humanly possible. She's working on God's power.
Yeah, and just imagine how jet lag feels to those of us that are considerably younger than that, and she seems to just show up like the Energizer Bunny almost, just going and going and going. That is, she is amazing.
Yes, and so, and that's God's power, and that's God's magic.
Right.
And because she really went beyond limits, you know, you can, one person you can look at and say, no one can categorize her and limit her into any little box.
Yes.
And so if we go beyond limits, then God will work through us.
So in the daily practice of meditation, I'm sensing that that is one of the ways to tapping into the miracles. I mean, one of the strategies for getting the disappearing act from, I'm now absent from whatever I was thinking about when I walked in the room.
Yes, yes. And also just being absent from the body or the consciousness of the body.
Yeah.
And just being that soul, that silence takes you there.
Which is, by the way, we meditate differently. I, with my eyes closed, the more I'm reading about this, the more I think you're probably closer to right, because you can maintain that meditation while you're walking around the room.
Yes.
And I'll bonk into things if if I try to do that. But I'd like to underscore the importance of the practice of meditation, of being mindful, of when we taste food, we really taste the food. When we're with someone, we are truly with them in that moment. And in those things, we are in the miracle business of sorts.
Yes, yes, along with God, isn't it?
Along with God, yes.
Yes, and you know, I know time's up, but one of the things I really want to stress is if I stay close, if all I have to do, the practice and the mindfulness, is staying close to God.
Yes.
And then you will see the miracles and the magic unfold. And there are two things that happen. First, if you keep staying close to God, you'll forget about the past.
Yes.
You know, it won't keep coming into your, this person did this and that person did that. It's not going to come into your thing because you're trying to stay close to God. And then also you'll see the magic unfold.
Yes, that's good. Well, I think my takeaway is to realize, as I hope you do, that God is not just a magician. God is in the miracle business. And you are part of that miracle. I hope this conversation has helped me see things in a new light. And I hope it has for you as well. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful for me as well. We hope it was wonderful for you. Goodbye.